This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
You're not going to believe what some kids in Iowa are getting in trouble for. They wore some patriotic gear to a basketball game, and all of a sudden, they're the bad guys. Plus, Bree Payton is with us in the ladies' lounge tonight. Friends, welcome. It's great to have you with us. She is a writer for The Federalist. She's a staff writer, and she writes about all things related to pop culture and common sense, and she's someone that we've enjoyed having on in the past. Would like to have her on more, and she is joining us now tonight from an undisclosed location. Bree Payton, welcome back to the Ladies' Lounge on Radio Night Live.
Having me, always a pleasure.
No, it's the pleasure's ours. Now, you're very busy. You're off at conferences and you're covering Washington, D.C. I mean, what does a good week look like for you?
It looks like running around a lot and feeling like I don't get very much done.
And is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? Are you a journalist to the bone? Are you that you're going to make your living and your passions and your eating and breathing, tracking down the bad guys in our nation's capital?
I think definitely writing to some degree is what I was made to do. And I think, in any capacity that I get to do that is always a privilege. So definitely I would like to continue doing this for a while. In what capacity, I'm not exactly sure. And it doesn't necessarily have to be political.
You do a lot of other media, though, too, and you're actually very good. I see you on Fox, but I know you're on a lot of the other networks as well. And you come across very strong. Have you been tantalized by the idea of TV punditry at all?
I think it's always fun to be a guest on various shows and get to express your viewpoint. I've been getting to do that more often, which is also fun. But I guess at the end of the day, I would consider myself more of a writer.
It's very funny because I work very closely with townhall.com. And I will tell you that some of the best people that they've had over the years would do the same thing. They would say, well, I do the TV stuff if I'm asked. But, I guess to some degree, writers tend to be a little bit on the shy side. And the strength is really in, what they would hope would be the strength would be in the power of their words as opposed to the more subjective judgment of television. Being a longtime radio guy, I've always felt like TV to me was something that was very foreign because I love the power of the connection of what radio does with the power of the mind and the power of the imagination and the ability to paint word pictures. I feel like that writers kind of have that same, angst about other things. Is that something that I'm on the money with, or am I completely imagining it?
No, I think you're right. I think there's something to, listening and reading and infusing what you hear and what you read with your own thoughts. I think that TV is definitely a very different medium in that there's less opportunity for imagination. So I think you definitely are tapping into something. That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Well, if you don't read her currently, friends, at The Federalist, you should. TheFederalist.com is where you can find Bree Payton's archives, BREPAYTON. Some people like to spell it the way the running back's name was spelled. So sometimes we got it mixed up with the E and the A. But do the PAYTON and you'll get there. Hey, there was this very interesting kind of back and forth between a whole bunch of people in the media and Ben Carson last week. And it had to do with some sort of foible that he made in a talk that he was giving or a speech that he gave. And he did not explain himself clearly, according to his critics. But there was another layer to this story, Bree, and you covered it. Walk us through this.
Sure. So while he was addressing a group of employees for Housing and Urban Development Department, he made a
his new post for people that are not familiar. Dr. Ben Carson
right.
is the head of HUD now.
Right. Yeah. So he's a new HUD secretary. He's talking to his employees, basically. And he made a comparison or said something along the lines of, you know, there were other immigrants who came in the bottom of slave ships who worked even longer and harder for less, something like that. Right. So basically was saying that those who came in slave ships were also immigrants. And a lot of people reacted very negatively to that, you know, and said, oh, he's basically just saying that slaves are immigrants, just like regular immigrants, and how awful he's minimizing the impacts of slavery and all that. I found that Barack Obama himself made a similar comparison at least 11 times in speeches while he was president of the United States.
Now, wait a second. Surely, if the media, wait a minute. Surely, if Obama had said something, someone in the, even Fox or somebody would have covered it, right?
Yeah, you would think. But I guess the whole point is that when Obama said it, it wasn't controversial. It wasn't a big deal. Now, Ben Carson turns around and says the exact same thing, and everyone freaks out because he's a Republican.
Well, do you think, first of all, I reflect a little bit at that comment. I mean, I'm not here to tell Dr. Carson how to do his job, and I certainly have immense respect for him. I think he's one of the most respectable figures to enter the political arena in recent years, and I think he's done it for all the right reasons. But when I heard at least the media reports of what he said, it's one of those things, Bree, and I don't think I suffer from white guilt, but I think that there is such a thing in society, but it was one of those things that kind of like the hair on the back of my neck kind of stood up just a little bit and said, oh, I don't know if I would have quite used that choice of word. Was it a good thing for Dr. Carson to say?
The piece that I wrote wasn't really giving a judgment on whether or not what he said was good. It
right.
was more just pointing out, look, no one said anything when Obama said basically the exact same thing 11 times when he was president. Now Ben Carson is saying something similar and everyone is having a fainting spell and freaking out. You know, this is just another example of when someone in the Trump administration does something,
sure.
it's immediately equated to World War III and the worst thing ever, even if Democrats have done similar things in the past.
Rank hypocrisy for sure. Well, and it's interesting, you documented the places at which President Obama said some of these things, and I'm finding the occasions a little bit odd, like a naturalization ceremony, slaves and people that are being sworn in that have gone through the lawful process. He drew a comparison there.
Right. Yeah. So in that remark, he is saying, you know, we're all a nation of immigrants, whether we've all been descended from immigrants or either are immigrants, you know, whether our ancestor came via the Mayflower or a slave ship or through Ellis Island or the Rio Grande. We're all immigrants, is basically what he was saying, which is pretty similar to what Ben Carson said.
Yeah, and he also has those kind of pictures he used frequently in these examples to compare the Ellis Island slave ship, Rio Grande, like. He's talking about the Irish immigration, the black immigration, and the Latino immigration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. And, you know, in the 11 instances that I documented in that piece, they were all very similar, right? It's a line that he likes to use and kind of repackage or tweak a little bit, but he did use it a lot, especially during his first term in office.
Well, it's well worth reading, friends. And if you ever get into a discussion with people that are center left on these issues, it's kind of fun to just whip these examples out and give them something to read, because there's no doubt about it. The president did, on the 11 occasions that Bree has documented here, 11 occasions. And like even at one of them was at a Hispanic congressional caucus gala. And you're thinking, okay, why would Hispanics in any way? Because we don't have any real documentation that there was ever a huge Hispanic enslavement history of America's background. And here, the idea that you would say that what happened, and not to make light of the slave ships at all, but the atrocities that took place in that place versus the immigrants that came here from south of the border looking for work, trying to plant farms, do whatever they could do to get by. It just really, it does stand out as being quite different. So friends, read it. It's one of Bree's more recent pieces at thefederalist.com. And Bree Payton, again, our guest tonight here on the Ladies Lounge at Radio Night Live. Now, there's a ton of other stuff that we could talk about, but Bree, before we go to our first break, real quickly, your thoughts on the day in which you were supposed to wear a red dress, red high heels, and red lipstick, and for some reason march in the middle of downtown while not showing up for work if you were really a woman. Your reaction to this?
Sure. I thought the Day Without a Woman march was petty, and I think that's a poor example for girls who are looking up to us to see, you know, the way we react to difficulties or struggles or even things that we disagree with. And I think deciding to not show up and throw a fit at your house and coordinate your outfits together is a pretty petty response and a futile way to resist someone or oppose someone.
Well, and when you're really talking about, like, if we're talking about genuine inequality, genuine issues of serious discrimination, none of that stuff helps. And the idea that George Soros put $264 million behind this effort also kind of speaks loud.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So glad you're with us, live from New York, live shot of Times Square, and we continue in the Ladies Lounge tonight with Bree Payton of TheFederalist.com. So glad to have her with us. Bree, you write about in a recent piece a very interesting little survey that was done by a couple of NYU professors trying to make Hillary more likable as a man. How did that work?
Sure. So two NYU professors wanted to see how inherent the bias of sexism is, especially when it comes to, you know, politics and elections, et cetera. So they ended up reenacting excerpts of the three presidential debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And they recast each candidate as the opposite gender. So they cast a woman to play
this
a Donald
is so
Trump
2017,
character.
By the way. I mean, this couldn't be more perfect for our day and age.
I know. Yeah, this is peak 2017. Yeah. So they, as I was saying, they cast a woman to play a Donald Trump-like character, and they cast a man to play a Hillary Clinton-like character. And they, you know, would reenact verbatim excerpts from each of the three debates. And before the performance, these two professors surveyed the audience, asking them what they thought of the real-life Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And then after the performance, they re-polled the audience again to see if their opinions changed or stayed the same. And they found that most people ended up liking Donald Trump as a woman. They thought she was kind of funny, and a lot of his kind of zingers were more impactful. And they thought that Hillary Clinton was kind of creepy and annoying and, quote, more punchable. So that was, you know, an interesting role reversal revelation, just kind of showing that, look, Hillary Clinton was a bad candidate. It wasn't just because she was a woman that she lost, but because she has kind of a creepy affect and is really stiff on stage, as well as her many other controversial policy stances and all of the dirty stuff in her background. But just on a personal level and who she is as a person and her affect and all of that, she's dislikable, even as a man.
Well, yeah, even more so as a man. And I'm just wondering if they really had to do this in-depth survey to figure that out, or if they could have interviewed, you know, 100 people in 12 different cities on the sidewalk and come to the same conclusion. But it was very interesting. And I cannot imagine what it was like to sit there and be in the survey, having to walk through the process and watch this, because I think for my own sake, the way my brain works is, first of all, them being the opposite gender of what they are, I would have been sitting there like having a conniption. Like it would have been something like constant cognitive dissonance in my brain that would have been like, this is really not very good. But the idea that if you could, and I don't know to what degree you can give real credibility to the survey, because Bree, how different are men and women? And the idea that you can just take Donald Trump's words, put them into the mouth of a woman, and she becomes more likable. I mean, there's got to be a much larger dynamic that they have to test. I mean, are the people that are in the audience, for example, biased because the woman was attractive or not attractive? Or maybe the man that played Hillary was, you know, in some way had other affectations that were his own that did not. You know what I'm saying? It's like something this
right.
kind of all-encompassing, it just seems to me to be an impossible survey to try to pull off. But when they admit they're going into it trying to find gender bias, and then what they actually come out with is the opposite of what they were trying to prove, it is pretty telling.
Right. And I mean, it wasn't a scientific poll, right? Like, their sampling wasn't a representative of the country. They just threw together a production in New York.
Sure.
And they even admitted that the kind of people who came to the show were mostly academic types. So, I mean, already it's very obvious that this isn't
hashtag nerd
the
alert.
Average American or the American electorate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. So anyway, you know, the point of it wasn't really to be this perfect scientific thing. It was just to kind of, hey, let's do this and see what happens. And I think the reason why people responded more favorably to the female Donald Trump wasn't because of what she looked like or anything like that. I mean, I saw several of the clips, and both of the candidates just were kind of, you know, plain looking, where you wouldn't really think anything of them. So I don't think it really had to do as much with their physical appearance as much as it was. It kind of forced people to separate what Donald Trump said, his policy positions, his kind of affect, et cetera, from the person himself, who they found so loathsome.
Right. No, I get it. I totally get it. And it was a very, like I said, kind of, I don't know, weird, unsettling, but also a funny story for the week. Okay, so just yesterday, there was this back and forth all over the internet. I saw Samantha Bee's name popping up everywhere. I didn't really know much about who she was. My bride knows who she is, and she kind of filled me in on it. She's like, yeah, she's not a very nice person anyway. But this was a very interesting story that she had with CPAC. So how did Samantha Bee and CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, cross paths?
Sure. So the Samantha Bee Show sent a cast member to go to CPAC and just film what he saw, basically. So
it was like the human GoPro. Like he was just not. He was just walking around, just capturing whatever he captured.
Kind of. You know, he was talking to people. It was kind of man on the street interviews, right? So they put it together in this 10-minute montage video. And in a really about a minute into it, they were like, oh, look, we saw all these people with Nazi haircuts. And one of the young men who they depicted as having a quote unquote Nazi haircut, actually has been battling brain cancer for over a year. Ouch. And the reason why he had, you know, kind of the hair shorter on the sides was because of the various treatments and whatnot that he's been undergoing to battle this brain condition.
So what happened as a result? Did she apologize?
She did. she ended up tweeting like something along the lines of, oh, we're so sorry. We didn't know about his condition and we removed him from the piece. But that's not the whole problem with this video, right? It wasn't just that they unfairly depicted a kid with cancer. It was that they're unfairly depicting conservatives and Republicans and Donald Trump supporters in general by lumping them all together as being like white nationalists, Nazi sympathizers, when that's not really the case or really accurate.
Yeah. So, and they won't be held accountable for that part of it, but I guess it's good that they did apologize. What did the young man say? Did he react to the apology?
Yeah, so he reacted, and he said basically along the lines of, everyone in that video was targeted unjustly and profiled without facts or proof of the accusations made. It wasn't just me, it was everyone, and you're not apologizing for everything they did. You're only half apologizing because I had cancer.
Good for him. Wow. Stand up kid. So that story's there,
definitely.
Too. So, okay, follow her on Twitter, Bree Payton. Bree, it's an honor to have you back with us. Come on back more often. Love the stuff that you write about because it's so right in the middle of what's going on, and we appreciate your efforts. And thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Kevin McCullough with Radio Night Live coming right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE. for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Well, of all the boys, you know, like the Hot Sardines are singing about, I'm definitely one of them. I guess that's, yeah, what I like about the Hot Sardines is they do songs from the 20s. I wasn't around. I may sound as old as Moses, but I wasn't actually here at that time. I feel as old as him some days. I turned 47 this month. Should I be worried about that? Like, what are you shaking your head at, young man? I've got at least 10 years on you. Just 10. Okay. Well, when you cross 40, then you can have an opinion. Otherwise, shut up, youngster. Young man Owen sitting in the audio seat tonight giving me a hard time. No, I feel old. I do. But you know what keeps me young? A 6'4 and 2-year-old running around going, da, 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 da. Yeah, that part keeps me young. When I tell you what your children did today while you were gone, that part ages me. So the kids keep me young. The kids interacting with the bride, that ages me. One step at a time. And people ask me why I don't want more. By the way, when did it become your business as to how many kids I have? Like, just because someone's a public figure, they feel like they can just come, oh, well, you know, you should have like 5 or 7. Really? Who told you that? That didn't tell me. Anyway, glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough, 888-340-3373. My phone line always open to you. We take 24-hour day voicemail, by the way. And I listen to all of them. I'm the only one who listens to all of them, but I listen to all of them. We have a very interesting story tonight out of Iowa. In fact, when I saw this morning, I thought this has got to be one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. Because it involves patriotism, which I guess is not a good thing. It involves the heart of the country. And it involves, I don't know, good old high school activity. I'll tell you about it in just a second. Are you tired? Business owners, need to speak to you for just a second. Do you have anything that wears on you more than the making sure that your network is IT operational at all times? If you have trouble with your network, or if you think the Geek Squad from Best Buy spied on it and jacked it up, I need you to call my friends at TechWorks for two reasons. One, TechWorks has the best cloud and cybersecurity in the business, guaranteed. But the other side of it is when you go down, they know that your profitability, your performance, your products, your personnel, they're all running behind schedule. And so they promise 60 minutes or less on every service call, and they always fix things. They follow through. They don't nickel and dime you for everything they do. They set it up in such a way that they are incentivized, you are incentivized, everyone is incentivized to be at full capacity all the time on your network. So I want you to call right now, or at least write this number down, and then call them on Monday and say, hey, would you take a look at our company's network, because we want to make sure that we are never down and that we have the best cloud and cybersecurity. We don't want to get hacked. We don't want to be embarrassed in front of our, fellow colleagues in the business world. Here's the number, 973-567-6404. And when you call, I don't know who you're going to talk to specifically, but if you tell them that Kevin McCullough told you to call, they're going to make sure that they give you a free 2-hour consultation to go over your system on site. They will make sure that you've got everything working the way it needs to be, and they'll tell you what needs to be done. And if they don't need to help you, they'll tell you that as well. 973-567-6404, 973-567-6404, 973-567-6404. Make sure that you mention Kevin McCullough when you call, or go online at techworks.com, TechWerxe.com, techworks.com, all one word, techworks, WERXE.com. All right, so back to Iowa. In the belly of the corn basket, in the middle of the country, students at an Iowa high school decided that they were going to go to their basketball game and be dressed up supporting their country. Now, I realize in some places like the Red Republic of California that the... What are you snickering about over there in the corner? I realized in the communist counties of California that there are places where if you were to wear the white and the blue with the red, you would be looked at as being some sort of horrible human being. I did not think, however, that that applied to the state of Iowa. I didn't think that that was, in fact, the case. But when we come back from this break, what the students, what the school, and now what the community is dealing with, to me, is just reprehensible. And I want to know what you think about it as well. By the way, my email address is kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. I'll also take your thoughts and comments there, or on Twitter at kmcradio. Coming right back from New York.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us live from New York. Now, check that out. No, go back to the TV feed there for a second, Mr. Nick. Someone's getting their windows cleaned, and they put it right in front of... Oh, hello. No, that's the wrong thing. Can we go back to the... there we go. Somebody's getting their window cleaned, and they put the rope right in front of the camera. So, hey, if you're cleaning the windows, could you move a little to the south? Just for the next hour or so? Just wondering. I don't know. Can they hear me back through the speaker to Times Square? Was Times Square aware that I was yelling at them there? I don't know. Anyway, glad you're with us. Thanks for being here. Okay, so we've got this interesting story out of Iowa tonight. By the way, I don't know what happened with Preet Bharara and the whole U.S. attorneys. Like, it's not uncommon for presidents to ask the serving U.S. attorneys to... step down. And with the incoming administration having been jacked by the DOJ at their towers, with the FBI having tried to hire the former disgraced British spy Christopher Steele to do more spying on him, and with the Geek Squad, rummaging through everybody's hard drives, I'd be a little bit, you know, hey, let's drain the swamp too. So I don't really blame Donald Trump for getting rid of it. I thought it was astounding that Mr. Bahara did not step down when asked. So anyway, he has now. Well, he's been fired. So, and guess what? That's what the prerogative of the president is. If you're serving at the behest of the executive branch of our government, you don't get a job forever. You get to do what you're asked to do by the guy that's in charge. All right, so I want to go back to Iowa because, again, here's the scene when we last left it. These students wanted to go to this basketball game, and they wanted to wear red, white, and blue. You know, good old USA, USA, USA. But they were told, they were blasted, in fact, for wearing such clothing, for their insensitive attire, because one of the teams had players from refugee families on the team. Now, before I tell you anything else, I just want to retrace what I just told you. Students living in the USA wanted to wear pro-USA outfits to their basketball game. One of the teams on the one of the players on the other team happens to be from a refugee family. But I might ask young Mr. Owen, the very youthful Mr. Owen, 10 years younger than me, Mr. Owen, what country is the state of Iowa in? I'm just curious. Is it a little louder?
I think it's the U.S.
You think it's the U.S.? He's almost positive that it's in the U.S. Like, where in the U.S.? Is it on the edge? Is it about to fall into the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean? Could it be retaken over by Mexico and some sort of invasion? I don't think so. Because if you look at a big, fat map of the United States, and you were to put it on the wall right in front of you to close your eyes and you threw a dart and you tried to hit the middle of the United States as close as possible, you have a very good chance of landing your dart in the middle of Iowa. So in some way, the refugee families that had students on the other team made it to the heart of what country? You're pathetic. You're sad. That's just sad. Yes, the USA. So you have a team that has mostly just American kids on it, playing another team that has one family's kids that came from refugees, and they go to and they're all playing in the USA. They're all playing in a high school that's funded by USA taxpayers. They drove on USA roads to get there. By the way, the refugee program, I think, gives the people a house and a car when they come. They get like a $300,000 house, and they get like a brand new car. Every refugee family that comes in, this is what we're giving them now. Forget the chicken in every pot kind of stuff. This is the new way. Now, I'm not making fun of the plight of what the refugees have gone through. They're in their country. They've gone through really, really bad suffering. There have been people here suffering. They didn't get no $300,000 house and a new car given to them by our government. But even if they were given the house and the car, guess what? Then they drove on USA roads, driving a car made in the USA, living in a house that was made in the USA, living in the USA. And they go to this high school, paid for by USA taxpayers. They put on a uniform for a school that's represented by USA taxpayers. They wore that uniform to compete in against another USA school in the country of the USA. But now it is the students from the opposing team who brought a flag, wore red, white, and blue, and at times chanted USA that are deemed insensitive. Morgan Wheat, the assistant coach for Des Moines North, slammed Valley High School students' patriotic attire. This is what Morgan Wheat, the assistant coach for Des Moines North, said. Any normal person, any educated person can look at that and think, what the hell are these kids thinking, he said. Several of the players from the North High School come from refugee families, according to a local NBC affiliate. A lot of people very upset about it. A sophomore from North told the CBS affiliate. Okay. I won't digress just yet. Even if that was their theme for the game, I feel like they should have switched that because everyone knows North is a more diverse school. So I want to point something out here. In a world in which you have American kids that are not allowed to... Well, I mean, what's next? We don't sing the national anthem. You don't have a Pledge of Allegiance. Would those things be offensive at a high school athletic competition? There are several problems with the refugee program currently. Some of which is we don't know that we're getting the best vetting done for the people that are coming in. That's a huge problem unto itself. Once some of them get here, the other problem has been lack of assimilation. If there should be people chanting USA louder than anyone else, it should be the refugees that are on those teams that have found freedom and safety and a new life in a country that loved and welcomed them when no one else on earth would do it. They should be the ones chanting USA the loudest. They should be shouting down the Iowa high school that has kids that are going, go USA. Because those kids, the refugee family kids, should no longer be refugees of Syria. They should be now citizens or residents of the United States. I'm Kevin McCullough.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
So glad you're with us. Final few minutes with you on Radio Night Live tonight. I was just thinking about that story we were just talking about, the whole patriotic problem of Valley High School versus North High School. And I really hold to what I said as we were going to the break. If you come to this country and you don't wish to be part of this country, don't stay in this country. If you come here and you want to create your own new country here, we're not shopping. Come here and love this country like you've never loved any country. And I think you'll have a very much better life, let's put it that way, when you're here. Anyway, that school now being chastised. And it follows on the heels of last fall when administrators of Ramapo College in New Jersey voted as offensive an American-themed barbecue planned by the college Republicans and college Democrats. The college Republicans and college Democrats last year in 2016, an election year, had their joint picnic where you had college Republicans and college Democrats co-sponsoring it. They were going to talk about the elections and have, no, it's deemed offensive because they were talking about America. You know what's interesting? The border wall continues to be a controversy. This is something that, of course, President Trump talked about the entire time he was on the campaign trail. And, you know, the people in California like to fancy themselves as being wholly apart from the rest of America. They like to think of themselves as smarter than the rest of America. And so ever since President Trump said he was going to put the border wall up, you've had all these people from California, from the governor on down to, you know, the local people going, yeah, well, you know, we're not going to go along with Trump's wall. Never mind that the longest portions of secure fencing that are already in place are the ones at the southern border of California with Mexico. And by the way, it works. In the sections where it's at, they've had a vast reduction of illegal immigration. But this whole idea that this border wall is so offensive, I'm just curious if that really holds water, because the LA Times reported on a story today that there are 100 California entities that are interested in bidding for the work to build Trump's border wall. International engineering corporations, boutique architectural firms, tiny mom-and-pop builders, names like Loco Coco, are lining up to help build the wall. Since the DHS placed a pre-solicitation notice on the Federal Business Opportunities website in February, the design and build of several prototype wall structures, more than 600 interested vendors across the country have signed on, including 100 just from California. Yeah, I don't know that this border wall is nearly as controversial as people think that it is, especially if you end up getting a job out of it. So I don't know how that is exactly going to work. Any big project in general that has some sort of potential, we'll follow and see if it has anything for us, says Kevin Ruani, a Westwood-based company that produces walls and concrete panels for government infrastructures such as the Bay Area Rapid Transit in San Francisco. All right, kids, we'll see you next week. It's Kevin McCullough. Thank you for hanging out with us at Radio Night Live. We'll see Gina Loudon next week, too. Take care.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.